Tell me about your song, Safety Pin.
Safety Pin, that's actually an interesting one. So that song was originally, the basis of that was written during the 2016 U.S. elections, before their current president, Donald Trump, was in place. And it was just about the drama during electoral process. And we've seen a bit of that in Canada as well. A lot of the finger pointing and things like that, where I'd rather see people move on promises as best they can and just be true to their word. So Safety Pin is basically a little bit of a thing saying we should all stand by what we do. Don't worry about the regards that society puts on you, quote unquote, the safety pin, and just be who you need to be.
When do you feel most in your element personally? When you're writing in a studio recording or up on a stage performing?
That's a tough question. I do enjoy aspects of each. I used to think the recording was the best thing in the world, when I didn't do much of it. But now that we've done a bit more of that, it is a bit of it's a tough process. You can be a little bit hard on yourself. And I think any artist would probably say that any piece of work they've put out, they're never quite fully satisfied with it, but they're willing to release it anyway. Otherwise, you just spin on that and dwell on that forever and never release music. Mm-hmm. Being on stage, I think, is probably the funnest part. There's obviously aspects going into that aren't quite as fun, like loading gear and you know, getting pushed around by some of the bigger bands. But realistically, I think being on stage is the best part for me.
You've played a lot of shows around Winnipeg, as well as Heart of the Nation Music Festival, and you've opened for Pop Evil, Royal Tusk, and Tom Cochrane. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
I think our most favorite show collectively would have been the show with Pop Evil. That was an opportunity that we never thought we would get. They're not totally in the same genre as us, but I think very similar. We've all been fans of theirs for a good part of 10 years. So to play with somebody who sort of someone you look up to, I think is a big deal. That opportunity was granted through us having played in a contest. I think it was called Indie Week contest, and it was a Manitoba version. So we were finalists there, and through that we met some connections for booking agents, and that's how we got that show. So it was a very fortunate situation.
Is there anything you've ever tried musically that you know you really never ever want to try again?
I don't think so. I think we're pretty open. I think we would try a few things, work with different people, collaborate. It's wide open. We're still pretty happy with things like that. Some people tend to get jaded in an industry like this, but in our case, we're young enough and fresh enough that, or at least new enough in the scene, that hasn't been that way for us yet.
What advice would you give to other young musicians who might be just trying to get started in the industry?
I think the best thing to do, practice, rehearse was always the big one. And I'm sure you've heard that many times. The other thing is just try to play with more people. I found that I got better having worked with people like Dan or with Adam especially. They're much more seasoned musicians than myself, and sort of pushed me to be better. And I'm very appreciative of things like that. So yeah, branching out, try things with people from different genres, different producers, and you'll see a lot of progression there.
What's on the horizon for Plain as Ghosts over the coming months? Are you going to be lining up some shows behind the new record?
Yeah, we're going to have some festival shows coming up this summer. Some of them have not been announced yet, so I don't know what if I'm allowed to say on a bunch of those. Mm-hmm. One of them will be the Bankside Music Festival, which will be headlined by Winnipeg's own Jet Set Satellite. So they've had some success in the latter part of the 90s and the 2000s. So we'll be on that one, and there are a few more that we're working on as well.
Do you have a website or other online presence where we can keep track of upcoming tour dates and releases?
Yeah, we're on everything. So our website is plainasghosts.com. That has links to basically anything you need related to the band. We're fairly active on Instagram. That's at plainasghosts. And same thing on Facebook and Twitter.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, You Are Heaven. What can you tell me about that one?
That song, if basically Adams came up with a lot of the music there. The chorus was done by me a couple of years ago already, and we just never were able to fit it into something. Finally, we said, well, we need a theme for it. So the theme is basically my wife and I raising our kids and being very proud of that. So the kids essentially are the representation of being in heaven at this point. So it's a situation where we just feel very blessed and lucky.
You are, and it's such a relatable song. Trevor, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much for having me, and it's been an honor. Thank you.